largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Looking for a high-paced, exciting, full-contact sport that's tons of fun? Check out the Terminal City Roller Girls. The league was Vancouver's first ever female roller derby league and is going strong with multiple teams in 6 games a year. Come be a part of the electric atmosphere. Become a player, a referee, or a fan. To play, you'll have to be female and 19 plus and have a valid care card. Derby is also a major time commitment, but you'll quickly realize how much fun skating is and you'll want to skate as often as possible. Tryouts are in the fall, but come out to watch the games throughout the summer. TCRG wants you to skate with them. Go to tcrg.ca/skate to find out how.
Returning on July 7th to 16th is the 6th Annual Indian Summer Festival, a multidisciplinary arts festival in Vancouver that features some of the finest artists and visionaries from Canada, South Asia, and beyond. This year's special guest for the pre-festival curtain raiser on June 10th is Waris Ahluwalia, noted actor, model, and designer, who was most recently in the news for his campaign, #FearIsAnOpportunityToEducate, when he was prevented from boarding a flight because of his turban. Spend an evening with an iconoclast who works across the globe and across disciplines with an unwavering commitment to creating a more thoughtful way of living. Visit IndianSummerFest.ca for all the details.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello and welcome to the Student Special Hour. I'm one third of your host, Hala Bertram.
I'm two thirds of your host, Lucy.
I feel like I want that to become our classic
opener. Our little thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it would help if we actually had our third host.
The third host. But it's kind of like funny to say you're two thirds of it.
Yeah. I mean, I am two thirds.
That's true. So welcome to our show. We are broadcasting live from UBC in Vancouver, British Columbia on the 22nd of June, 2016. How's your week been, Lucy?
It's been going pretty well. I am working loads and been chatting a lot with people about Ireland, which has been really exciting. So yeah, it's been going really great. And it's officially summer. So we no longer have to wait for Vancouver to kick its butt into gear.
Yeah.
Oh wait, look outside. It's gray. Yeah. But still.
Yeah, my week's been kind of similar. I've been working a lot, and I went to this really amazing event last night, actually, that we live broadcasted. It was called the Red Jam Slam, put on by Red Jam Slam Society, and it was at Shop Wrong, which is way down on East Hastings. And it was a celebration for Aboriginal Day, which was yesterday, June 21st, and we did a live broadcast of a whole bunch of really amazing Aboriginal artists, both comedians and musicians and bands and singers, and it was just like a really amazing group of people that came together. So you can listen to that on our website. It's most likely podcasted. It was a 3-hour program that we did, and it was all run by Ganarji, this amazing, amazing woman who coordinates all of these sorts of events multiple times a year. So that was really cool to be a part of that. So Lucy and I have an insane lineup of songs for you today. We're going to start off with one that I chose called 303 by a group called Cone, off of their album On Daddy's Farm. This is a group from, where are they from? They're from Vancouver. And this album was released back in 2008, but it's a good one. And let's play it.
Let's check it out. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. couldn't talk when I met you by the lake on my porch. When you smiled is when I knew. So I fight.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Student Special Hour. I'm two-thirds of your host, Hala.
Oh, and I'm one-third of your host, Lucy.
You're demoted.
Yeah. Or promoted.
Depending on your point of view.
But depending on your point of view of our abstract nonsense intro that we have decided to use.
Yeah. So we just played a whole bunch of music for you. So I'm just going to reiterate what those songs were. So first off, we heard 303 by Cone. After that was a song called Presidential Suite by Home Improvement off of their album Guilt Co. E-God. Then it was a song called Tattoos by Angus Mode. We just switched up the vibe a little bit there. It got a little folky, a little alternative indie. And then we went back into that sort of like ambient synthy vibe with a song called Glimpses by Undercoverism. And that's where we are right now.
Fantastic.
So we have a couple of student-related events that we wanted to plug really briefly to you.
Yeah, so basically a lot of the things going on, as a lot of people know, are very, very rarely UBC affiliated because UBC is a little bit of a ghost town, unless it's lunchtime. If it's lunchtime, all of a sudden people come out of the woodworks. But so because there isn't as many UBC affiliated events, we're kind of looking a little bit more into Vancouver and seeing the things that people might want to check out all over Vancouver. One really big event that's going on tonight is local natives playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. There are limited tickets that have been released again after it's being sold out like two or three times. And there's also some people who are selling the tickets on the Facebook page, which is always a handy way of checking it out. If you want to check out the show, I will be there tonight. So that's an even more of a reason to go.
I agree. Meet two-thirds of Student Special Hour.
Student Special Hour, you know. I'll be wearing like, I'm with
CITR. We should get some CITR. Branded logo.
Yeah, you know, some hip stuff. So that's going to be a really great show. The local natives are sweet, and they're also playing a really small venue for like the
where are they playing?
Biltmore. They're like more of, to me, they're more of a Commodore Ballroom type of band. But I think that it's going to be really cool because of the size and because of the vibe that's going to be going on there. As well, this Saturday there's going to be a show by Chastity Belt at Fortune Sound Club, Saturday at 7 p.m. to 10:30, so it's an early show. And it's been presented by Blueprint, obviously, and CITR and Discorder. Chastity Belt with Glad Rags, Saturday, June 25th at Fortune, 19-plus doors at 7 p.m. Also, the Biltmore Cabaret's show tonight is also 19-plus, doors at 8, show at 9:30, and tickets are looking to be about $25, $30 if that's what you're looking at. Maybe a little bit more for last minute tickets.
Mm-hmm. And just in case you had your plan set on Saturday, I have four more events that also are taking place this Saturday night.
There you go.
So serious competition for your precious time. So we have a show coming up called, The Transmitters with Lisa Marr of Cub. Featuring some other cool bands, including Vancouver, Knife Pleats, and Owl Empire. I was looking up Owl Empire, and Owl Empire is composed of, like, some 14-year-old kids.
Wow.
Super cool. And I think they won a contest, and then they got a band created, which is really amazing. So they're going to be playing at the Wise Hall, and all of the money raised goes to support Girls Rock Camp, which is a camp that will be happening later this summer that supports people who identify as women that are youth into learning skills that will help them feel empowered via music. So that's a really amazing cause / concert. We also have Destroy Vancouver, the 17th edition. Our editor-in-chief of Discorder magazine, Brit, is heavily involved in Vivo and with Destroy Vancouver. And so this should be an amazing show as well. It's happening at 8:30 at the Vivo Media Arts Center, which is on Caslow Street. Tickets are available, and it's featuring some really, really cool people. Another thing that's happening is...
So many things.
I know.
Exciting events.
So many exciting things. Sled Island starts tomorrow and it goes through the 26th. That's a big music festival that is located in Calgary, Alberta, at venues all throughout the city. And it's been a CITR favorite for a long time. So we are presenting a showcase at Sled Island at the Ship and Anchor Pub this Saturday from 9:30 to 1:30 a.m. featuring a whole bunch of bands, including some bands from Vancouver. Swim Team will be playing Dry Heave, Hurry Up, and Advertisement. So I know a whole bunch of people from CITR are going to be there, and hopefully you will be too, even though it's a bit of a trek. My coworker John Q is currently on the bus to SLED, and it's a 17-hour ride. So good luck to John.
Good luck. And hope you brought him some good tunes.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if he'll be listening to this to hear the shout out, but regardless, tons of events coming up this week. Another thing that we plugged last week, but I'm just going to go ahead and plug it again. It's Pit Night tonight. It's a Wednesday.
This is actually why we chose to have a show on Wednesday.
We just wanted.
Just so we could talk about Pit Night.
To talk about Pit Night. Pit Night is always a good time. You're always going to see your homies there. It's a great time. Lucy and I went last week,
we
really enjoyed ourselves.
We really enjoyed ourselves.
Although something unfortunate happened there. Someone got bottled.
Yeah, someone did get a bottle thrown at them, and there was a bunch of police officers there trying to figure out what had happened. Fortunately, everyone was quite helpful in sorting that all out. The other unfortunate thing that we realized was that if you do not come before midnight, you will not get in.
They don't even let you in
anymore. They don't even, no line of nothing. So that's for you late pre-drinkers out there.
Before midnight.
Make sure you're there before midnight. Or have a sneaky way of getting I'm just kidding. I'm not promoting that at all.
No.
Ever. As well, on Friday, there's the gigantic East Van 90s party. It's back in action Friday, June 24th at the Astoria, located in the heart of East Van. Super cheap drinks.
How cheap?
There's going to be $4 beers, $4 shots, ooh, $5 gin and tonics. No cover guest list for the first 100 people to request a song on the event wall. Hey, save a few bucks, go request in a song. And then it's $5 before 10:30, $7 before 11, $10 before from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Tons of great things happening. Lots of 90s tunes being hit up. And I think it's just going to be a really great dance party. Good time. Astoria is always, always a really good fun time. And finally, East Van Pride is also happening this Saturday at noon. And it's just basically East Side's Pride event. So there's going to be tons of local artisans and musicians, community groups, and different groups that are supporting the LGBTQ community in Vancouver. Acoustic performances by bands. Serenades by some of the East Side's top drag performers. I love that it says serenades. I'm super stoked for that. And Grandview Park. So it's going to be lots of beautiful people and beautiful things happening in Grandview Park this Saturday starting at noon. There will be ASL interpreters as well, and East Side Pride is a sober event. So those are some things to note. If you want to bring the kids out, though, it's a totally kid-friendly environment. So, yeah, we've got lots of things coming up for the next couple days for you. So there's no sitting at home.
Especially this Saturday.
Especially this Saturday.
You could go to, I think we promoted 6 events.
You could get your friends together and go to all 6 events.
That would be insane.
If you so desire. Actually, go to the East Van 90s party on Friday. Die a little bit on Saturday, then go to the East Side Pride. Just keep going.
Just power through.
Just power through. Then take a bus to Slut Island.
Make it there.
And then make it there right at the end.
Although it goes till the 26th, so you could make
True.
Maybe not on the 25th, but you could definitely make it for a show on the 26th.
True. If you really wanted to.
If you really tried.
Do the whole West Coast adventure thing and just go to Slut Island.
Yeah.
So we've got lots more tunes that Hal has sorted out for us. What do we got going on next?
So next up, we have a song by Tough Customer featuring a staffer of Discorder magazine, Kat, who sits beside me every single day in my office. In my office.
In
acting yours. Like it's my office.
4 people working there and it's your office.
It's my office. And this is off their demo, The Worst. And it was released last October. And this song that I've chosen is called Tell You Off. And here you go.
There's more than one way to cross a river. Burn all my bridges. I'm a pretty good swimmer. Shine On is an eclectic mix of the latest, greatest tunes from the Vancouver Underground and beyond, connected through a different theme each week. Join me, your host Shay, every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for a groovy musical experience.
Carnaval del Sol, an outdoor Latin fiesta at Concord Pacific Place, is returning on July 9th and 10th. Pack your summer colorful clothes and come eat, play, and live Latin America. Carnaval del Sol is a two-day festival featuring 250 musicians and traditional folk dancers, a culinary show, a World Mini Cup Series soccer tournament, a fashion show, mini chef for kids, Latin American food vendors, and a beer garden. Bring the family and friends. Entrance is free. Enjoy life with Carnaval del Sol on July 9th and 10th at Concord Pacific Place.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Student Special Hour here on CITR. We run from 1 to 2, so we're just finishing off right now playing some tunes for you. Hala, tell us a little bit about what you've been playing for us so far.
Well, we listened to that Tough Customer song, Tell You Off, and then after that we heard a song by another group called Vats, and that song was called Green Glass Room off of their brand new album, Green Glass Room. And then we heard a song called In Pieces by a group called The World. All of those last four songs were recommended to me by Kat from Tough Customer / Discorder. So T.Y. Kat.
T.Y. Kat is right. I'm going to be playing just a couple songs for you guys today. I'm a little less in the music savvy world right now, so I'm letting Hala take the reins. Not letting. Hala is... with a vengeance taking the reins because she's so skilled in these ways. But I have one tune that a friend showed me the other day that I just thought was just always put me in a good mood when I listen to it. And it's always sort of one that I've got stuck in my head. My friend Sam, he said that it was like something out of a like teen coming of age movie.
Nice.
And that's like definitely exactly the vibe I feel about this song. It's by The Beths, which is an Australian band, and they're fronted by, I don't actually know her name this second, but just this absolutely like shiny sunshine looking leader, and she's just gorgeous and awesome, and I just really love the vibe of this band. So check it out and let me know what you think. This is The Beths with Whatever.
Around the corner, find a day. You think I will buy whatever you All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***? It's the script, dude. I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Returning on July 7th to 16th is the 6th Annual Indian Summer Festival, a multidisciplinary arts festival in Vancouver that features some of the finest artists and visionaries from Canada, South Asia, and beyond. This year's special guest for the pre-festival curtain raiser on June 10th is Waris Ahluwalia, noted actor, model, and designer, who was most recently in the news for his campaign, #FearIsAnOpportunityToEducate, when he was prevented from boarding a flight because of his turban. Spend an evening with an iconoclast who works across the globe and across disciplines with an unwavering commitment to creating a more thoughtful way of living. Visit IndianSummerFest.ca for all the details.
You've been listening to the Student Special Hour. My name is Hala, and I am three-thirds of the Student Special Hour.
My name is Lucy, and I am two-thirds of the Student Special Hour.
Thanks so much for tuning into our show today. We played a whole bunch of songs for you and didn't do a lot of chatting, just to shake it up a little bit, I felt.
Shake it up.
Shake it up. So you heard a song called Whatever by The Bess of Lucy's Choosing,